Fifth parak of Ma'aseh Sheni Mishnah Aleph. Karen Revai Mitzayim Ma'aseh Mekayzes Adomim. They used to make a siman around produce that had a certain halachic status, so that it should be known that it has a status. So Karen Revai means the fourth year of a vineyard, which you have to bring the produce to Yerushalayim or redeem it. They would make a siman out of dried pieces of earth. Shall Arla Bechalzis, if it's the trees of Arla which are also banom, they use crushed pottery to be the sign. Like crushed pottery has no value, also this produce has no value. The Shal Kvarz, the Sid, if it was a cater, they put lime over it, plaster, white plaster of it. Over Macha, the Shefech, and you put the lime into the water and make this plaster, and you pour it over the area which has this Tumas Kvaris. Now there's a little chiddush. Why do you have to make this siman? The Baal HaBayis knows, and if anybody else is not allowed to take it anyway, it's private property. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'met says that I don't have to be concerned about Ganoven. Tana Tamas Mashma, they have to be concerned about Ganoven. They should know that we don't want you to steal, but if you do steal, at least you should know that this is also Bano, this has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Gamliel says no. The only time you have to make this siman is by Shemitah, that everything is Hefker, and then people have the right to go into field. So if they're going into my field, they have to know that they're taking produce that has a certain halachic status. But in any of the other years, since the people that are going in are anyway Ganovim, we're not responsible to prevent Ganovim from being over other Avedis. They took a risk to steal, they have to suffer the consequences of any issue they're going to be over. They have Snuyim. The people that are more medactic, more machmir, then they wouldn't even rely on making this siman because they were concerned that maybe people will take the Karen Revai and Shemitah and they will not redeem the produce, and therefore Manichem at Amois the Oimim, they put money aside and say Kol Anilkid Mizeh Yemchu Al Amois Al Olu Ha'elu, anything that will be eventually picked should be redeemed on this money. And by doing so, even if the person picked it and did not redeem it, it's automatically redeemed by the owner.